Welcome to Rhema for Today.
And receiving the Holy Ghost as a divine personality is an experience subsequent to salvation. You find that throughout the Acts of the Apostles. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. They gave heed unto him, both hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Now notice, he didn't preach the Holy Ghost unto them. He preached Christ unto them. You see, you don't preach the Holy Ghost to the world. You preach Christ to the world, but you can preach the Holy Ghost to Christians.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's vault and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, Holy Spirit Series. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
Now, if you have your Bibles, I want us to turn real quickly to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. I want you to notice the 16th verse, please. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then I'd like for you to turn back to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and I'd like to read a verse here, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and here we shall read verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? And then in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, we shall also here read the 16th verse. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And then also we'd like to use, in connection with this verse, the verse in 1 John, the 4th chapter, and the 4th verse, the latter part of the verse. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now Jesus stated in the 16th chapter of John's Gospel, or the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, the 16th and 17th verses, that I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Now we know that what Jesus is talking about here, the world cannot receive. The world can receive salvation and the new birth and eternal life, can be born again. And though it is the Holy Spirit that recreates the human spirit in the new birth, and though it is the Holy Spirit that bears witness with our spirits that we're the children of God, yet that's not what Jesus was talking about here. Because you notice he said in the 17th verse, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Amen. Whom the world cannot receive. And then we know that the world, as we said, can receive Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Christ comes in to dwell, and yet it's in the person of the Holy Spirit that he comes into us. Yet that's not called receiving the Holy Ghost. That's called receiving salvation. That's called being born again. And receiving the Holy Ghost as a divine personality is an experience subsequent to salvation. You find that throughout the Acts of the Apostles. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. They gave heed unto him, both hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Now notice he didn't preach the Holy Ghost unto them. He preached Christ unto them. You see, you don't preach the Holy Ghost to the world. You preach Christ to the world, but you can preach the Holy Ghost to Christians.
Amen.
Notice something else that Jesus said in the 11th chapter of Luke's Gospel and about the 11th through the 13th verses. Jesus makes mention of this fact. If ye being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, or if any of you being a father and his son ask him for bread, will he offer him a stone? And so on. Then he said, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? Now I want you to notice this. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask it? The Holy Ghost is God's gift to his children, not to sinners. Now I want you to notice this. God so loved the world, we know that. We've quoted that, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is God's gift to the world. Now, you know, we have wide variety of teaching in the church world as a whole on this subject. Now, there are those on one side of the fence that said, well, if you're saved, if you're born again, you have the Holy Ghost, and that's all the Holy Ghost there is. You don't need to seek for any more. But that isn't true. You see, if you were born again, you do know the Holy Spirit. You came and became acquainted with him in the new birth. And certainly you know it. But that's not all the Holy Spirit there is. You know, Jesus uses water as a type of the Holy Spirit. And just because you've had one glass of water is no sign that that's all the water there is in the world. Or even all the water you need. You need to keep drinking water till you get full. And Jesus uses water as a type of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. And so, you can keep drinking of the Spirit till you get full. Praise God. Just because you've had some experience in the Spirit doesn't mean that you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Keep on drinking till you get full. Well, now someone said, how can you tell when you get full? You'll begin to speak with other tongues like they did on the day of Pentecost. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Then on the other side of the ledger, or on the other side of the road, so to speak, there are those that say that no one's really saved unless they are baptized with the Holy Ghost or filled with the Holy Ghost and have spoken with other tongues. But you see, that won't bear up under scriptural examination, because Jesus said here to his disciples, I'll pray the Father and he'll send you or give you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive.
Amen.
So he said the world cannot receive what he's talking about here. Is that correct? You know, it's the most dangerous thing in the world, actually, to put sinners down seeking the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the most dangerous thing in the world.
Amen.
Because, you see, they don't know which spirit is what. Or what spirit's which, either way you want to say it, I guess. They don't know. And they may just yield to the wrong spirit. And you know there's more than one spirit out there?
Amen.
But when you know the Lord Jesus, when God the Father becomes your Father in the new birth, when you ask him, you're not going to get the wrong spirit. You can't.
Amen.
For if you could, then the Lord Jesus Christ told a lie. Somebody came to me some time ago and said, Brother Hagin, and we've heard all of these foolish sayings through the many years. I heard them when I was yet a young Baptist boy preaching. I first got started. They said, you know, that, and like I said, I heard this way back there then. You still hear it. That somebody down seeking God and that they spoken tongues, and the folks said, well, that's the Holy Ghost, but that there's some missionary there, and he understood the language, and they said this person was actually cursing in another language, cursing God. Person came to me and said that to me. I said, who told that? They said, why? I said, whoever it is lied. Even if it's you, you're a liar.
Praise the Lord.
They looked at me, you know. Well, they said, a preacher told it. I said, he's a liar. He's a liar. Don't mind telling you, he's a liar.
Sure he is.
I said, he's a liar. Now, in the first place, I said, were you there? Oh, no, no, they said I wasn't there. Well, do you really know anybody who was there? No, I don't know anybody who was there. But this preacher told it, and someone else told him. Oh, yeah, I said. Well, I said, I'll inform you that I heard that way on back yonder when I was just a Baptist boy preacher. But if a person who is a Christian, who's a real child of God, was seeking God and got an evil spirit, then Jesus Christ has become a partner to a lie.
Yes, that's true.
I said, he said they couldn't.
Amen.
Right there in Luke, I've already quoted it to you.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I'd rather accuse preachers or men or anybody else of being a liar except Jesus, hadn't you?
Yeah.
In fact, the Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. But now, wait a minute. It's another problem entirely when a rank sinner who's never been saved comes, someone tries to get him to seek the Holy Ghost. That's a different story. He could get a wrong spirit.
Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We are also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We got some things coming up
Yes. Pretty
soon.
Living Faith Conference coming up January the 19th through the 21st. That's in Murrieta, California. That's Sunday through Tuesday at West Coast Life Church with our friends Ray Jean and Beth Wilson.
Yeah, and then we're going to jump up to Sacramento at January 22nd through the 24th. That's Wednesday through Friday. At Calvary Christian Center with Dr. Philip and Brenda Godot.
Yes.
Godot. And, you can go to rhema.org, LFC, and find out all about the information about it, service times and locations and all of that.
Yes.
So we would be glad to see you there. And if you're in the area or if you know somebody in the area, let them know about it, okay?
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his Holy Spirit series. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.